Governor Walz, we're here. It's the fishing opener.
Thank goodness. And it does feel like it. Sun's shining. The lake is glistening. We have pine trees and a lot of smiling faces.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to think, a week ago, there was ice on the lake.
Every day I was getting the ice update. We were talking about 2 weeks ago, there was 12 to 14 inches of ice. And it came fast, but we've got open water and hopefully a lot of fish.
Yeah, and let's talk about what fishing means to Minnesota and you. It's a tradition that many families look forward to every
year. Yeah, a lot of folks been doing this for decades. They grew up on it. Some are more casual, some are more serious. But I think it comes back to it's time with family, it's time with friends. We were talking about it's time to kind of heal while you're outside. I talk about all of those pieces of it, but I also think it's important. This is a big business too, meaning it creates 90,000 jobs from the resorts to the folks who sell gear to bait, where you go and eat in our restaurants. All of those things contribute about $4.5 billion to our economy just in fishing. It is a big deal. It sustains our communities. You can feel it when you come up here and you stop and you go in to grab donuts or something. There's excitement around here. The stores are busy. People are feeling it. So it has a lot of impacts, all positive. And it gets folks thinking about how blessed we are here with, you hear and you see these, terrible stories on the news. Lake Mead and some of these things are down. This water resource is absolutely critical, and we're blessed with an awful lot of it.
And I think Minnesota takes pride in investments when it comes to the outdoors, the DNR. I mean, it's so important.
Yeah, think about this. Minnesotans voted to use their own tax dollars, to tax themselves, to put money into the legacy funds to take care of these things. I do think, though, that we're a growing population. The one thing that came out of the last few years is more people are taking part in these things. It puts more pressure on the parks, puts more pressure on the boat docks, puts more pressure on the hatcheries. So I do think, and we're asking, the state can put a little bit more into this because folks are doing that. Every time you buy a fishing license, you're contributing to conservation. Hunters know every time we buy, any of our gear, our ammunition, that's going back into conservation. So Minnesota does this as well as anybody. And as I said, as a tourism state, that's almost $17 billion. We're the 10th. We're in the top 10 largest tourism destinations. And a lot of it has to do with this incredible outdoors.
And I have to ask you, the lieutenant governor knew any bets for tomorrow?
She's good at this. And I said, my thing is pheasant hunting, and I brag, and I'm a good shot and all that. But I'm a so-so fisherman, I think, on this. So this year, and somebody said, are you confident? I said, well, I've got one of the best guides in the state. I'm going with Chairman Jackson, and we want to thank our partners at the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe who are hosting this event. I'm going out with good people who know where the fish are. Now it'll be up to me. So I'm not going to bet against Lieutenant Governor. She's good at this, but I am going to catch some fish.
And Governor, I have to ask from Bill Werner, my colleague. He's down at the convention, but we're heading into the end of the legislative session. Yeah. Are you optimistic that we can
Absolutely.
Get things done?
Absolutely. This divided legislature, only one in the country. We took care of the UI insurance, the unemployment insurance, kept taxes off businesses. We helped our frontline workers. We're taking care of COVID, and we're in as solid a place as any place in the country. We passed a package for veterans. It was one of the best we've seen in a bipartisan manner. And up until a little after 10 o'clock last night, we're exchanging some offers to make sure we put money back in pockets of Minnesotans. We invest in our roads, bridges, schools, and keep a balanced budget. So I am incredibly optimistic. And I think thanks to the camaraderie and the good spirits and the decency of how these negotiations are going, which is kind of against a backdrop of a lot of dysfunction nationally. Here it seems to be working. So we've got about 10 days. It's not unusual that it comes down to the end, but we'll get this thing done.
All right, Governor, thank you so much.
Thank you all. Tell Bill hi.
I will.